The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With a billion-dollar movie propelling Barbie back into the limelight, Channel 4's Dispatches investigated one of the world's most iconic brands and its owner, the toymaker Mattel. Mattel has profited from global Barbie mania by giving Barbie a makeover as a 21st century feminist. But is there a dark side to this glittering success? Well, filming undercover in China in one of Mattel's factories for the first time, Channel 4's Dispatches expose the daily reality for workers who are producing the famous dolls and other products. Joining me now is the woman behind that Dispatches program, Isabel Jung. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning, Pat.
I watched Barbie's Dirty Secrets was aired on Friday, but it's available on the Channel 4 player. And it's a fascinating insight into the way these toys are produced.
Yeah, thanks for watching it. As you said in your intro, you know, Barbie was a massive movie last year. It really went into the spotlight, made £1 billion at the box office. And we really wanted to investigate the brand behind Barbie, Mattel, which is one of the biggest toy companies in the world, and really benefits from this image of, you know, the female empowerment, that women can do anything. But what we found in our undercover investigation in this factory in southern China that is owned and run by Mattel was evidence to suggest that workers are paid just 2p per doll, that their safety is necessarily prioritized. They're expected to handle a lot of hot plastic, which actually left our undercover reporter's hands burned and blistered. Yeah. That they have to do far more overtime than is legal, and that they'll actually lose their jobs if they don't meet the increased demand.
Looking at the job that was being done by the first of your undercover operatives, they were taking hot limbs, you know, the legs and the arms of Barbie from a plastic pressing machine, extruded plastic, I'm sure. But what actually astonished me, given the high level of Chinese technology, is that that particular task is still done by hand. Amazing.
Yeah, well, I guess that just, yeah, it is amazing. But it just goes to show, you know, that labor is still cheap, or they can get away with it being very cheap in China, which is, you know, obviously the reason, or one of the reasons, that they have that factory there and they maintain that presence in southern China. So it is very cheap. It's cheaper than having a machine do it. It's also very fiddly work, obviously, getting Barbie legs and arms out of plastic molding machines and you know, putting different parts onto different parts of the Barbie. So it's easier for, and actually they often hire women to do it because they say that they have smaller hands. And so it's easier for them to actually manipulate those dolls.
So these are women, a far cry from the empowered Barbie image of the 21st century.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we found a lot of contradictions with the brand itself. You know, they say that, yeah, this is all about female empowerment, that Mattel and Barbie particularly is about inclusion and diversity. You know, we saw Margot Robbie front the Barbie movie last year. But in actual fact, yeah, I mean, the women and the men that work in this factory are getting by on just above minimum wage. They're forced to do overtime, which far exceeds the legal maximum.
Yeah, and also they get a lunch break of half an hour, and the canteen, they have to walk to it. It takes, I don't know how many minutes, but then they have to walk back and have had their lunch all within the space of that half hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's very limited. That half hour break is not paid for, but you know, that's all that they have in the day to break. And it's a real push to be able to have any form of life at all.
Now, the question of labor law in China, it does seem as if there are rules and regulations, but they are being flouted in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, we found that, you know, the overtime, for example, is being flouted. You know, that they say that overtime is voluntary, but in actual fact, all the workers were instructed to tick the box saying that they wanted to do overtime. And in fact, our undercover reporters were repeatedly told that there wasn't a job for them unless they did a significant amount of overtime. So that is a labor law that is being flouted.
And your undercover operative, the male, was just completely exhausted and knackered after the day's work that was required. There's a more serious allegation in your program, and that is to do with another Mattel brand, Fisher-Price, and the Snugga Swing, which it is claimed resulted in the death of a number of babies.
Yeah, so we looked into the brand Fisher Price, which is, you know, one of the best known brands besides Barbie, that is owned by Mattel, you know, famous for making a lot of baby products and, you know, really benefit from this, the trust that parents put in this brand. But we found that actually it was the Rock and Play, which was a product that is a sort of sleeper product that was directly linked to around 100 infant deaths. And then more recently, just last week, the Snugger Swing, which is another baby product that where babies are put and swung, was linked to another 5 infant deaths. And so that product was also recalled just last week.
Now, the Rocker Sleeper is not available in this market, I believe, not available in the UK, certainly. And the reason was a communication from, was it the Royal Society of Midwives, who maintained that it was not safe for babies?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Mattel had seen that the Royal College of Midwives had warned that this product was not safe, and which is why it didn't make it into the UK market. Other countries had also warned that this product was not safe, but still Mattel went ahead and was selling this product in the US, and that was and which led to potentially to several other deaths.
Now, using this product, and they say if you use it properly, there's no danger, but using the product where a baby is, you know, rocked back and forth and is wide awake, there would not be a problem. But the issue is if the baby fell asleep, the baby's head would fall forward and the baby could die of suffocation.
Exactly. Yeah, the issue is the incline in which the product is, which means that there's a potential risk of suffocation, which Mattel did not clearly warn about. That's what the parents and the lawyers are alleging. And that is potentially why so many children died in these products.
Now, the Snugger range, which has now been recalled, and they're asking people if they want to hang on to it, they can cut out the headrest and do various other things to render it safe. But otherwise, and they'll compensate you to the tune of $25 in America for so doing. But obviously they're recalling all the products. There's a whole list of them. My Little Snugger Kitty, My Little Snugger Bunny, My Little Snugger Bear Cradle and Swing, My Little Snugger Bear Ballerina Cradle and Swing, Safari Dreams Cradle and Swing. I could go on. I mean, there are about 20 of them which are being recalled. This is a major admission by Mattel that they have a problem.
Well, it's actually not an admission. They're not taking responsibility. They're saying that if these products are used in accordance with their instructions and that, you know, nothing else is put in the product and that the baby is watched at all times, supervised and not allowed to sleep, then the products are safe. So they're not actually taking any responsibility for these deaths. But they are saying that, I mean, but they are having to recall the products. So, yeah, there is not an admission of guilt, but there is a causal link, I would say.
Yeah. And it was the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Fisher Price, the Mattel company, announcing the recall jointly on Thursday. The question about the culture in the Mattel factory in China of forced overtime, short breaks, dangerous conditions in terms of getting your hands burned or whatever else it might be, getting glue on your hands, which might cause difficulties. There might be the accusation or maybe the assertion, this is just the way things are in China. They're not really in the 21st century. They're still back in almost the 19th century in terms of the way they're using a workforce. And they might say, nothing to see here. This is typical. This is what a poor population has to do to earn a crust.
I mean, it may be typical, but the issue is that...
Okay, I think we may have lost Isabel. Isabel, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it may be typical, but the issue is that, you know, they present themselves as one brand and Barbie is very much, you know, this pink, shiny facade. And what is actually happening is, you know, women and men working in this factory are struggling to get by. They're having to work extreme hours. They're feeling exhaustion. They're physically, you know, suffering, often with burned hands and struggling to even get by in their days and to meet their quotas. And so it's very contradictory with the brand and the image that they present. Mm.
And finally, Isabel, what about a response from Mattel? I mean, they must be irked by your program.
Yeah, I mean, Mattel have responded, and they have said that that their products are safe, that the Fisher-Price Rock and Play sleeper was safe if it was used in the exact accordance with their instructions. They've also said that, you know, it's paramount that they treat their workers ethically, and they have said that they will run a further investigation into the factory that we looked into.
Time will tell. Isabel Young, who uncovered the dark side of Mattel in the Channel 4 Dispatches program, aired on Friday, available on the Channel 4 player. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.